we will now go to Sharon McKinnon. Okay. Do you have a PowerPoint? No?
No.
Okay, then I will start your time.
Thank you for the opportunity to speak to you today on this issue of a pesticide ban. I'm here on behalf of the cropping industry in Alberta, with whom I work on environmental issues, and as an Edmonton citizen. I found the report from the administration on this issue very thorough and very well researched. Edmonton already uses an integrated pest management system with best management practices. Pesticides are already well regulated by the Pest Management Regulatory Agency under Health Canada. There are very stringent requirements for registering products. Pesticides are also regulated by the provincial regulations under Environmental Protection and Enhancement Act. Pesticide bans are based more on emotions than on real science. As a representative of the cropping sector, my concerns with the ban is that it sends a very negative message to the public and to urban citizens about pesticides and their place in urban and rural communities. It's not a great leap of faith to see further pressure to ban agricultural pesticides at a time when we'll need to feed an extra 3 billion people by the year 2050. The agriculture industry is not interested in any pesticide bans. The crop industry uses pesticides. It's a cost to farmers. They're not over-applying, and they're not interested in seeing any kinds of ban. As an Edmonton citizen, I'm a responsible homeowner. I use integrated pest management practices on my own extensive garden. As much as possible, I've dug millions and millions of dandelions out of my yard, but I also want the opportunity to continue to have access to legally registered and safe pesticides when necessary. I'm firmly opposed to an unnecessary and costly pesticide ban in Edmonton. Thank you.